Welcome back to the good news. Well, on this Veterans Day, what better day than to talk about something so important, our military. American Legion National Commander Charles E. Schmidt, a Vietnam vet and retired U.S. Air Force officer, has been calling on Congress and the White House to modernize VA benefits and strengthen the U.S. military so it can properly defend freedom against the growing threats of rogue regimes and international terrorism. And he is joining us this morning to give us the lowdown and how we may be able to get involved to help as well. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Angie. It's great to be with you this morning on this great day when we honor veterans, those veterans who have served, those veterans who are serving. And of course, Angie, we never forget those veterans who have passed. Thank them for their service. And also, we never forget those who have yet to come home. So America's heroes, today we honor them and thank them for their service.
Well, and, I know, Commander, with your work with the American Legion, the nation's largest veteran service organization, you have kind of the inside scoop on the important issues facing veterans today. So tell us what they are.
Well, Andy, there's always things affecting veterans. And, of course, one of the things that we have been working with in Congress, recently Congress passed, the House passed H.R. 5620, the Appeals Modernization Act, which helps streamline the appeals on claims so that they will get adjudicated much faster. As you may not know, there's about 80,000 veterans who have claims that have went through the system but were denied. But, of course, when a claim is denied, the veteran has a right of appeal. So there's been 5 years or more that has passed, and still 80,000 claims waiting to be adjudicated. So we're concerned about that. And that H.R. 5620 passed the House to engage this new process. Of course, we're waiting on the Congress to reconvene later this year. But however, the 114th Congress will end at the end of the year. And, of course, we have an election coming on, and there's going to be new members of Congress. And when the new Congress reconvenes, the 115th Congress, we hope that they will pick that up and help get that process going so veterans who have been waiting so long, 5 years or more, Angie, I don't think that's what a grateful nation had in mind to take care of their heroes. So this is a step toward cutting down that stack of appeals on that process. So we think it's a good for our veterans.
Well, let's talk about the American Legion and why it's needed.
Well, Angie, the American Legion has been serving veterans since 1919. In fact, we were established right at the end of World War One. There was a handful of doughboys, if you will, headed by Teddy Roosevelt Jr., was concerned about their buddies that when they went home. Obviously, there was no VA system there for health care. And, of course, a lot of those doughboys were physically and mentally harmed during that brutal war, as history tells us. And they were concerned about when they went home, who was going to take care of them. When they went home, what about some compensation? What about jobs? They left America over there to fight that war. So would their jobs be back there? And they also were concerned about their buddies, Angie, that would not be going home. Those buddies that would leave perhaps a widow or maybe in some cases an orphan back home. Who's going to take care of those? And of course, they were concerned about patriotism in America. Would the war diminish the patriotism, the red, white, and blue of America? And also, probably extremely important to the doughboys themselves, is what about the national security, the future of America, the national defense? Because as the old story goes, they fought the big war, the war to end all wars. So would our national security still be strong? And unfortunately, many of them learned just a few years later that they would be right back in the same theater of operations fighting another war, as we know it, World War II. So today we got men and women serving our country abroad in the Middle East, and still those veterans need to be taken care of, not only while they're on the theater of operation, the theater of conflict, but also when they come home. And if you look at what was the concerns of the American Legion back in 1919, and fast forward to today, there are pretty much relative concerns today as they were just the same back in 1919. So as long as we've got men and women wearing a uniform, serving around the world, representing our country and our vital interests, there will always be a need for the American Legion family to take care of those men and women. And that's who we are. That's what we do, Angie, is taking care of veterans and their families.
Absolutely. All right. Well, on this Veterans Day, where can people go to find more information out about the American Legion?
Angie, we have a great web page. It's at www.legion.org. Web page that it's open to anybody that wants to know more about the American Legion, about our programs, our youth programs that gives kids opportunities, also about our legislative priorities, also about our employment programs, employ veterans, job marks and so forth. Or even if you want to become a member of the American Legion, you can do so. The eligibility's in there, and also where you can find a location of an American Legion post, even in Colorado.
Wonderful. All right, legion.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angie. It's been a great opportunity, and again, we wish all of our veterans who have served this country, we thank them from the bottom of our heart for their service to our great country.
Thank you again, Commander Charles E. Schmidt. Thanks, Commander.
Thank you, Angie.